Somebody. Yeah,
Back.
Rant Nashuri was someone who was around in the very early days of the order. I think she was the first woman to become a public preceptor and to ordain other women, and Sangharakshita asked her to do that. She was also a founder of Tara Loka, and you may or may not know that when Tara Loka started out, it was just a complete wreck, of a sort of farm building and some barns, and a complete wreck. And a small group of women came and lived there, and they were all pretty much living on Ratnashuri's pension for a while. And it was all women who were doing all of the work. There was one woman there who was an architect, and everybody else was sort of like doing what they were told to do. And then over the years, it's become this wonderful, wonderful space and resource. Not just for women, but obviously there have been a lot of retreats and continue to be a lot of retreats for women there. And just a quick plug, I'm going to be doing a retreat there next year on the Anapanasati Sutta with Sudhajaya, who's part of our West London Teaching Sangha. So do come along and join us if you're a woman and you'd like to. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so she was an Amitabha practitioner, and actually she was the person that introduced me to Amitabha. I remember going on a retreat and I really didn't have a clue about anything, but there was a shrine to Amitabha, and she was talking about the shrine and how important it was to him. And there was something about how she spoke about him that really touched me, really intrigued me. And from that point, I kind of fell in love with Amitabha. So this is a po we're going to start with a poem by Ratnashuri to Amitabha. It says there's a bit on it about reflecting, so we're going to have a short reading to reflect on. And I think we don't have a lot of time, so then we will probably do Amitabha mantra and the transference of merits to end. So this is a poem by Ratnashuri. Tell me, Amitabha, what is your wisdom? What does it mean? For you, Amitabha, to see everything and everyone as unique. Even though we are as interwoven as a fine lace shawl of many colours, you say each blade of grass, each grain of sand, each person has its own particular uniqueness. We go from unity in diversity to diversity in unity. The scientists talk of the DNA molecule. With you, it is perception, with your clear mind, your love for all beings. You see the uniqueness in one and all with such love. You see with the eyes of a lover. Seeing each nuance, each toss of the head for what it is. You love both the wind and the rain, the stormy skies, the sun and the vast stretches of blue sky, the sea in its many moods. They are dear to you. Each tree, each flower, you look with the eyes of a lover, seeing afresh their beauty, their life. You see each of us afresh, with new eyes for the way we are. Amitabha of infinite light, my good friend, sometimes you sit in front of me laughing. It is such a friendly and loving laugh. Your blue eyes are light with love. You care for me and all other sentient beings, sitting with the setting sun, the soft glowing rays matching the warmth of your heart. Holding aloft a deep red lotus, it speaks to me urgently, urgently. Look at me, look at me. Impermanence, impermanence. Meditate, reflect. You are impermanence, in body, speech, and mind. I care for you and all others. So meditate and reflect. Imagine a sky, empty, spacious, and pure from the beginning. The essence of the nature of mind is like this. Imagine a sun, luminous, clear, unobstructed, and spontaneously present. The nature of mind is like this. Imagine that sun shining out impartially on us and all things, penetrating all directions. The energy of mind, which is the manifestation of compassion, is like this. Nothing can obstruct it, and it pervades everywhere. Om Amideva Hri. Om Amideva Hri. Om Amideva Hri. Om Amideva Hri. Transference of merit and self-surrender in call and response. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained
to peace.
To peace.
So, as I said, I found it very inspiring and also quite gratifying hearing the feedback that was shared about your experience of the retreat. You know, we try to create conditions, try to create positive conditions for people's practice, for people to hear the Dharma, to not just hear it, but to be able to practice it collectively, individually, and have that experience of transformation and awakening of our hearts and minds that need to. And as well as being here, you make it happen by your capacity, you know. So, you know, we asked for a registration fee, you know, and we've also said that at the end we would make a Dharma appeal if anybody's willing to or would like to make a donation. So there's no expectation you do, and also I know that some people money's very tight, so don't feel under pressure for that. But actually, you know, we do need material help as well as you know, spiritual help, and as well as everybody's love and enthusiasm to keep going. You know, it's been a particularly challenging time this last year and a half, but it was already challenging before. You know, it's a expensive thing to run a Buddhist center, and in a way the only reason that we have been able to continue doing this work over the years and that we've got a Buddhist center is because of people's generosity in the past. You know, sometimes people, at one time the center had a business and people would give their time and money through that. But over years, lots of people have been doing donations, some people have done standing orders. And also there's been things that we've charged for and got money from. You know, it really did look at the beginning of the lockdown that we might not survive. And it's because of people's generosity and also generosity on being these retreats that has really helped us. So if you are able to, and in a way you'd like to keep us being able to do this, to offer the Dharma, the gift of the Dharma, to others and to continue to offer it to you, then please do give. You know, there's a suggested donation of £100 in addition to the £50 registration fee, but if you can give more, that's very much appreciated. If you can give less, that's very much appreciated. And if you can't give any more, that's fine as well. And we really appreciate the fact that you've come here, that you've practiced with us. And also there's other ways of giving. So word of mouth is always really helpful. So if there's anyone that you can recommend the West London Buddhist Centre to, you know, some people, maybe some of your mates, you know, that we do some stuff that's great for going deeper. But maybe, you know, people who are new and might want to come to an intro meditation course or Buddhism course or do a secular mindfulness course. Last intro meditation course, one of the order members from the San Francisco Sangha had recommended her sister, who'd never meditated before, come along. And then she was saying how nice it was that now they're able to talk about these things together and have that thing shared in their lives. So, yeah, there's other ways of giving. So word of mouth, Google review, anything that you'd like to do that would be appreciated. But obviously it also helps us if you're able to give money. So that's the Dharma repeal. And finally, I just wanted to sort of say about some things that are coming up that you might be interested in. So you may or may not know that we're going to actually have a break for just over 3 weeks in August, when we're going to close the centre virtually and in person. So there aren't going to be any events that we're running during that period, from the 4th, I think, to the 26th of August. But then on the 27th to the 30th of August, Pandyanita and I are doing a long weekend online retreat. It's called the Unobstructed Heart, very linked to Amoga Siddhi. And during this week, I talked a little bit about the tantric precepts and energy, you know, and our uses of energy as an ethical practice and a spiritual practice. And that's the theme of that retreat. So do come along. And you'll get to experience Pandyanita teaching firsthand if you haven't already, and she is an excellent teacher. And if you want to support her in becoming our Women's Mitra Convener on the 31st of August, it's our Dharma night, we'll be welcoming her, and she'll also be saying a little bit about her inspiration and vision for the role. It'd be lovely to see you there. I'm sure she would like your support if you could make it. It's sort of just 7 till 9 on that Tuesday night. And Paramananda, you can't book it yet, but you could save the date in your diary. 26th of September to the 2nd of October, we're doing another of these online week-long meditation retreats. And if you're in Britain and it's feasible for you, we're going to be doing our very first in person for probably about 2 years now. We've hired Vajrasana from the 5th to the 7th of November, which is the LBC's very special state-of-the-art retreat centre. You may have been there in the olden days when it was sort of a farm and had a temporary straw bale shrine room. It was a bit like a womb, no windows and everything. I actually really loved it when it was like that. But anyway, it's now just this amazing space. I was just lucky enough to be there a couple of weeks ago, my first in-person retreat for a long time. It's so beautiful there. And just the experience of being with people physically. I mean, these retreats I've really loved them. I still really love them, and I hope that we can keep on doing them. But there is also something about being out in the countryside, somewhere beautiful, hanging out on the sofa, having cups of tea, going for walks with people, chopping veg, cleaning loos with them. I don't know, it's a different experience of connection and community that you get in person. And also just sitting in the shrine room, walking around. They've got this beautiful stupa outdoors, yeah. So anyway, if you're free, 5th to the 7th of November, and you fancy joining us at Vajrasana, I know that I'll be there. Pranyanita will be there, Ratnadeva will be there, Sudhaja will be there. There's other people, hopefully a lot of people from our Sangha that you may have only seen online might be there. So do come if you can. You can't book it yet, but you can save the date. And yeah, we are going to be doing some more in-person stuff from September. So if you're ever free on a Saturday morning, I should be doing a weekly meditation class, 10:30 till 12:30. And Paramananda is going to continue doing his online meditation space on Thursday nights, but he'll be going back to in person for the monthly meditation club on the last Sunday of the month. 10:30 to 1. So sign up for a newsletter. You'll find out everything that's happening, but it'd be lovely to see you at our future events, whether in person or online. Thank you very much for being on this sweet retreat with us and sharing this journey. And just take care as you transition out of the retreat. Yeah. It can feel a little abrupt on an online retreat that you're there and then suddenly you're not. Yeah, you don't have the normal like journey, physical journey and time to reflect. So just take care of yourself, I'd say, especially tonight and tomorrow, as you kind of re-enter your everyday life. So yeah, if you want to unmute yourself to say goodbye, if you want to post anything in the chat, do feel free to do that. And again, thanks very much.